Disney has recalled 3.4 million copies of the Rescuers Home video, the first time the company has done so. Apparently, two frames of the 110,000-frame animated film contain a topless woman in the background. Now, in the past, various groups have discovered hidden inappropriate images or language in films like The Lion King, Aladdin, The Little Mermaid. The images cannot be seen during ordinary viewing because films run at 30 frames a second. Customers who bought the video since Christmas can exchange the tape by giving a call to Disney at 1-800-723-4763. You want to tell me what's going on with Disney? I don't want to jump on the Pat Robertson bandwagon here, boy. Well, what's Disney up to? How about an explanation here? Are we being offered an explanation for why Disney is including subliminal shots of naked women in their videos? Calling Michael Eisner. Calling Michael Eisner. What's with the topless gals in the kids' films? These are kids' films, right? Is this how you make your annual bonus? Huh? It sounds too bizarre to believe. I don't want to believe it. Makes a guy want to go back and take a good hard look at all the old Disney classics. What gives? I ran 101 Dalmatians at slow motion yesterday, and in the midst of one whimsical little scene, I caught the entire feature-length film Showgirls. They crammed it in there. How'd that get in there? Somebody want to tell me that? Explain that to America, Disney. How'd Showgirls all of a sudden get in there? They ran it. It was real quick, but the whole film was in there. What's Sharon Stone's leg-crossing scene in Basic Instinct doing in The Mighty Ducks 2? How'd that happen? You can't see it at regular speed. But who the heck watches movies at regular speed anymore? I mean, ever since I first heard about subliminal messages, I've been watching at quarter speed or slower. I can barely make out the dialogue, but the action scenes don't get past me like they used to. I see what's happening there a lot more clearly. I bought a whole video, actually, of subliminal messages today. That's all that was on the video. It was just subliminal messages, little subtle, provocative messages intended to be very hard to detect. But with nothing else on the video but these little messages, why, I caught every single one of them. My worry was, however, that when viewing these fairly provocative little images, my worry was that perhaps someone might be sneaking in some lovely family film snippets, undetectable to the human eye. Just a couple, three frames maybe of some uplifting tale of a dog lost and returning home. See, when they sneak the family stuff in the sexy films, that's when you have to worry about the effect on your brain. You could be heading down to Deja Vu and end up buying flowers for your mama instead for Mother's Day. That's the effect it can have. See what I'm saying?